Since assuming the rotational chairmanship of both the African Union and the Southern African Development Community, President Mugabe has hardly spent a week in Zimbabwe, as he has been traveling to several countries in Africa and beyond to attend to business involving the two continental organizations. But many Zimbabweans, such as Kudzai Gombeza, say Mr. Mugabe should not only address issues affecting Africa, but also focus on problems bedeviling his own country. Gombeza says the president's trips are draining the national fiscus.
I feel it's very unfair for the president to be traveling so much, especially in the case that our economy is not looking so good. You see, when he goes out of the country, he has a large entourage, he's got a lot of people that he travels with. And as far as I know, they say each time he goes out, he's given some money for security reasons, I think, which is unfair because that money can be used for something better, the economy to get better than just traveling.
It is unclear how much Mr. Mugabe spends per trip in travel expenses, personal allowances, and related costs for his entourage, always numbering more than 70, including some top state officials, bodyguards, and family members. Indications are that some of the trips are funded by AU and SADC. Luke Tamborinyoka, spokesman of former Prime Minister and Movement for Democratic Change founding President Morgan Tsvangirai, says the president should prioritize issues affecting Zimbabwe than the entire continent.
It's definitely getting too much. The president is not taking seriously his national responsibility. Considering the magnitude of the national crisis, he ought to sit down, sit back, relax, and consider coming up with proper solutions to the monumental crisis facing the nation.
His views are echoed by Pride Mukono, former president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZINASU, who says that Mr. Mugabe should pay more attention to the country's economy, which is currently declining fast. The World Bank and other international institutions are projecting that Zimbabwe is likely to record a marginal 1.5% growth this year, a figure that is causing panic in state corridors, following promises by the ruling ZANU-PF party in the run-up to the 2013 general elections that it will provide more than 2 million jobs. Against this background, Mukono says it is difficult to revive the national economy as government business is normally on a standstill when the president visits other nations.
The greatest toll is actually on the national fiscus. That's where the greatest unhealthiness is occurring. Because if you look at it, the president is traveling at his old age across the world, globe-trotting. He comes back, and whenever he has a medical challenge, again, state resources have to be forked out for him to go and seek medication, which is very expensive.
But political analyst Goodson Nguni, who has links with ZANU-PF, says the president does not use local resources when he is traveling on AU and SADC business. However, Mukono insists that Mr. Mugabe should delegate his deputies at the AU and SADC to take care of most issues in order to allow himself to attend to critical matters back home.
In that regard, I think that the president must actually be able to give others a chance, an opportunity. Commendable that in one of the recent trips, one of the vice presidents to go to China, give other his deputies in the SADC region, the likes of Ian Kama, who is his deputy, go to some of these summits. Give these deputies at the AU or even the secretariat at SADC and at the AU to go to some of these missions, because most of them are quite technical, that our president, given his advanced health, may not be able to really comprehend and fully represent the African views with regards to what's need to be done there. So I think what he all needs to do is to learn the art of devolving power.
Promise Mukwananzi, director of the Zimbabwean formal sector organization, concurs, noting that the president's frequent foreign trips are affecting the non-agenarian leaders' ability to deal with important Zimbabwean issues.
The uncertainty that it creates has serious implications for the country, for investors, for the stability of the country. If you see now, it has become so difficult to engage government because of the fierce internal fighting within ZANU. One minister is going that direction, another is going that direction. They are mainly concentrated on the internal ZANU-PF politics rather than cabinet. And all those things are informed by the advanced age of President Mugabe. They know that in no time, someone will need to succeed President Mugabe, and that has become more or less their preoccupation rather than implementation of government business and government programs.
Political analyst Pedzisai Ruhanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, however, says Mr. Mugabe has no choice given his position at the AU and SADC, as he has to attend to a devastating Boko Haram onslaught in Nigeria, terrorism in Mali, political conflicts in Burundi, South Sudan, and others. He says Mr. Mugabe should use those trips and his position in the two blocs to improve Zimbabwe's relations with the international community.
Every president resides in the country that he rules. But what we ought to understand, you know, as a matter of fact, and the reality without politicking, is that President Robert Mugabe is the chair of SADC, representing the Republic of Zimbabwe. Is also the chair of the AU, representing our country. Our concern should be to remind the president and those who govern this country that when they go to these meetings, they must always make sure that the meetings that the president attends also benefit our country in terms of wooing foreign investors. There are strong economic and political ties that cultures that he gets with these countries that he visits. But we cannot say, as a matter of reality, that the president as chair of AU and the president as the chair of SADC must not be involved in traveling to SADC summits.
Some analysts say Mr. Mugabe is likely to cut his foreign trips when his terms at the helm of AU and SADC come to an end. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.